She said Happy St. Patrick's Day.
She's Scottish.
Hey, it's today, Dad. It happens all the time. You got some big mess.
This evening, we have a number of epic matchups today, Pete.
You know what, Eric? We've had March Madness in the past, and I'm going to say this is the greatest year possibly ever where there might be some upsets we didn't see coming.
Can we make panel 20% brighter?
Wow. What's a laser disc? Oh, no.
I also don't know what a laser disc is, but that doesn't need to be discussed right now.
I'm the banshee breathing between my legs is kind of weird, and I kind of miss 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Tom Corliss of WDWNT.com and of the high school debate team, of course, with my podium. Here now are the top Disney park stories from around the world for March 23rd, 2022. Disney has posted an official statement supporting LGBTQ+ communities following immense backlash that the company's been receiving for supporting sponsors of Florida's bill. The post reads, "To all who come to this happy place, welcome. Disney Parks Experiences and Products is committed to creating experiences that support family values for every family and will not stand for discrimination in any form. We oppose any legislation that infringes on basic human rights and stand in solidarity with support of our LGBTQ+ cast, crew, and Imagineers and fans who make their voices heard today and every day." The statement was originally posted, then deleted, then re-uploaded after Disney forgot to include Imagineers in their statement. After news broke that the Walt Disney Company donated money to that bill, the company received immense criticism and backlash from fans and the community and their employees. Disney CEO Bob Chapek sent out multiple emails to cast members, only initially acknowledging the situation, then eventually denouncing the bill and vowing to donate funds to LGBTQ+ communities. Disney's statement comes after Disney Media and Pixar cast members released statements expressing their disappointment in the company. Cast members have also had planned walkouts in protest of the company's actions. And other entities of the Walt Disney Company's also released statements, including ESPN, Disney+, D23, and Walt Disney Imagineering. I want to say this. I know we've had a lot of episodes where the title and the main stories are what many would call political. And I somewhat understand that. I just want to make something clear at this moment in time. WDWNT is not making a political stance, but I think we've let it be known over the last several years that we welcome everyone here, whether it's as our employees or as you, our viewer, whoever you are, whatever you identify as, you are welcome here. And that's the same as I appreciate that they opened that statement with, "To all who come to this happy place, welcome," because that is what it says on the plaque. It says to all, no matter who you are. So we at WDWNT feel the same way. Whoever you are, you're welcome here, and we're happy you're here. And that's all I want to say about that before people get out of hands on both sides in the comments. So let's be kind to each other in the comments. There's no reason for this. We are bringing you news about the Walt Disney Company. These are obviously, no matter what your stance is, this is obviously important news relating to the company that we cover. And that's the way it should be viewed. Not that someone is taking a stance, not that someone is telling you what to believe, but that's all I want to say because I'm just tired of all the fighting below. People need to be kind to each other. It's a little ridiculous. We all love the same thing. We should all, be friendly to each other no matter what our backgrounds are. A new report from the New York Times reveals that when Disney Parks Experiences and Products leaders approached executives in the company about responding to the controversial parental rights and education bill, they were rebuffed. The action began as over 150 companies had signed onto a human rights campaign letter denouncing the bill, which limits what educators can say regarding sexual orientation and gender identity, per the Times. Leaders of Disney Parks Experiences and Products, presumably including Chairman Josh D'Amaro, urged the corporate executives to take action and add their name to the list, but were rebuffed again by corporate leaders. This is fascinating because obviously someone went to the Times about this, and clearly I think the Parks, Resorts, and Experiences Division wanted to make sure that you knew that they, and make sure their cast members knew that they had a particular stance and did not really agree with the way the situation was handled by the rest of the company. So You know, Josh D'Amaro making all the right moves, right? Making sure he's on the right side of this situation. Can't blame him. I mean, we all know parks and resorts, their employment base, there is a ton of LGBTQ plus representation in that job base. So why you would alienate so many of your employees, probably not the best to look. On Monday, March 28th, we expect to hear some big announcements from the Investors Experience event for Disney Parks, which seeks to promote that particular sector to investors. A stock analyst at Guggenheim Investments remains optimistic about the growth of Disney's stock ahead of the Parks Investors Experience on the 28th. Disney has not had an in-person shareholder event since before COVID. The stock had risen rapidly in the first quarter of this year after the company reported huge profits, but it's been rough going since then. And so this is interesting that there is specifically a parks-focused meeting, and it is expected that several announcements are coming, and they're mostly going to be related to Memorial Day weekend, we believe. We believe that Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind will open, Connections Cafe, and the word on the street is Fantasmic, and some other things will be returning that weekend as well. So big things expected in the next couple days. Loungefly has released another scented snack-themed ear headband, this time inspired by Mickey Pretzels. The ear headband is made up of shades of light brown and yellow. The faux leather bow is dotted with white squares resembling salt. A Mickey Pretzel charm is in the center of the bow, and the ears are patterned with Mickey Pretzels and dots of salt. The headband itself is faux leather on the outside and velour on the inside. A Disney Loungefly plaque is on one side of the headband, and the all-over pretzel pattern extends to the back of the ears as well. And they smell like a freshly baked soft pretzel, something you can't get at Disney World. They're never fresh when I get them, usually hard as a rock. We found it in the Emporium at the Magic Kingdom for $39.99. Finally, something everyone in the comments can agree upon, that the pretzels never seem to be fresh. Internal casting has begun for the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique, indicating a reopening of the beloved children's salon across Walt Disney World. The boutique, of course, has locations in the Magic Kingdom, Disney Springs, and at the Grand Floridian Resort and Spa. The boutique has been closed since the pandemic began in March of 2020. The locations allow children 12 and under to become a Disney princess or prince and is a favorite tradition for guests visiting with younger ones. Only the retail end has been open at Disneyland Resort, with all locations in Florida, Tokyo, Hong Kong, and Shanghai still closed. You know where it's not closed? On the Disney Cruise Line. They've been operating. So great to see this coming back. We're excited about it. It's one of the last things, really, at this point. One of the walkways past Spaceship Earth at Epcot has finally reopened after years of being blocked off due to construction. We saw guests on the east walkway when we rode the monorail. The walkway is to the left after passing under Spaceship Earth. The World Celebration Guest Relations location is now closed for refurbishment as part of the project. Guest Relations can instead be found to the right before Spaceship Earth. A-frame signs direct guests to the location. The reopened path is lined with green scrim. The walkway to Guest Relations is blocked by planters. The pavement has been replaced since guests last walked on it, you would hope. It's been a long time. I hope they got that done. Guests walk past scaffolding and scrim in a tower next to the guest relations. A map was mounted on one of the construction walls outside guest relations. We could see also into areas of the Connections Cafe and Eatery that were previously out of view now. An entrance archway is over these doors, and the roof overhang and columns were repainted in the past few months. Neon lights are visible inside, and the west exit from Project Tomorrow at Spaceship Earth has reopened as well. The sign for Interventions obviously is gone, as Interventions itself is gone. Like the other construction walls in the park, the walls around the reopened walkway direct guests to different attractions at the park and the park exit. And the left-hand walls end as we reach another Connections Cafe Eatery entrance. The windows are partially blocked, and we noticed a few days ago that some of the construction walls point to Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind, although those are covered up until the attraction opens, presumably very soon. This is exciting that you don't have to walk around in a full circle to get to World Showcase anymore. This is great. It's been a long time. Hopefully they'll get more of this work done soon, but it's great that you could just walk through the middle of the park again. Space 220 Restaurant, a restaurant that no one in this room is tired of at this point, has a new menu at Epcot. Of course, we told you about the new lunch menu on the last show. Now we're talking about the new dinner menu, which we went to try the other evening. So we boarded the Stellar Vader to 220 miles above Earth. I still can't see this elevator from the ground. I don't know how they hide it. I have no idea. But nonetheless, the following items have been removed from the menu. The Blue House salmon is gone, the flat iron steak, the roasted free-range chicken, the baked macaroni, the Galactic Lobster Globe, and the Brussels Sprouts. The three-course dinner is $79 per adult. We tried all the new or slightly altered items. You can read the full review on our website. We also have a video coming. There's going to be a vlog of that meal as well, so stay tuned. Disney Imagineer Zach Ridley announced on Instagram that the Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind will have a merchandise store at its exit called Treasures of Xandar, and they shared some of the backstory. He shared the image of the freshly installed sign outside the Wonders of Xandar Pavilion, where guests will enter and exit Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind. Sign is made of metal and mostly silvery gray, some purple cuts through the center. The Broker is a character who appeared in the first Guardians of the Galaxy film. I think that's personally Bob Chapek's favorite Guardians of the Galaxy character. He's a broker. Cosmic Rewind is expected to open Memorial Day weekend, along with its exit shop, which will have all sorts of merchandise for you to buy. The B-1 interactive battle droid has finally arrived at Droid Depot at Hollywood Studios after originally being released at Disneyland months ago. I can't tell you how many times I took it off the shelf at Disneyland, was going to buy it, and thought, I got to wait for it here. I'm not carrying this giant box home. But nonetheless, first seen in Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace, these quirky units quickly became fan favorites. The interactive droid includes a blaster, and it utters some humorous quotes such as, that doesn't compute, and you're under arrest. And of course, Roger, Roger. So fun fact, if you buy the big C-3PO droid at Droid Depot, you could also interchange the heads. You may remember in Attack of the Clones, C-3PO actually accidentally gets his head attached to one of these battle droids. It's pretty funny. The droid costs $74.99. Yes, I had to have one. I love them. They're very cute. A crane is now visible at the construction site of the Roundup Rodeo Barbecue in Toy Story Land. The crane towers over the white walls behind green construction walls. This is visible on the right past the main entrance of Toy Story Land. Of course, there has been no visible sign of construction at this site for a very long time, but Disney has said that the restaurant's going to open in the not-too-distant future, so it's about time we see some work actually happen as it's scheduled to open later this year. One of the most exciting parts of staying at the Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser is being able to witness a climactic lightsaber battle between Rey and Kylo Ren. Spoiler alert. In the battle, Rey wields a quote-unquote real lightsaber, of course the one that WDI developed that's super cool and actually extends like a real lightsaber. But in the what guests haven't really liked so far is the somewhat clunky choreography in which Rey switches the high-tech lightsaber for one of the, you know, more regular ones that they use for the battle segments in entertainment acts. So what we've heard from WDI is that this is not permanent. They know it doesn't look good, but they are actively working with entertainment on a solution. It's always been planned that there will be a better way to do this where guests are not noticing it as much. So we'll let you know when that does change. We're looking forward to it. And yeah. As we reported a week ago, H2O Glow After Hours, no longer H2O Glow Nights, is returning to Typhoon Lagoon Water Park. Disney announced the After Hours event will have new elements. Tickets go on sale for Walt Disney World Resort hotel guests beginning March 29th to the general public on April 1st, with the first event on Saturday, May 28th. Again, Disney H2O Glow After Hours takes place between 8 p.m. and 11 p.m. every Saturday night from May 28th to August 27th, giving you 3 hours in the water park after gates close, of course. Meet and greets with all characters at Disneyland Paris will no longer require physical distancing starting April 1st. Physical distancing has not been required for some outdoor fur characters in the past few weeks, and this will now extend to face characters and indoor characters. DLP Report shared the news on Twitter. The face characters who do not wear a fur suit, meet and greets are returning to normal, including Disney princesses, Pixar characters, Star Wars characters, and Marvel characters. Meeting Mickey Mouse will also return to normal operation, and the Princess Pavilion will reopen. For the absolute latest Disney Parks news, head on over to WDWNT.com and follow us on all your favorite social media platforms. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next trip. The best part, their services are free. Visit WDWNT.travel for details. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to like this video, subscribe to WDW News Today on YouTube for more great content, and click the bell for notifications. Also, hit select all notifications so you never miss an episode of the show. Don't forget, the series finale of Timekeeping is happening on Wednesday evening. Make sure you catch up. It's a chronological journey through the history of Walt Disney World, and this is it. 2021, the series is concluding, so make sure you check that out. Also, don't forget about March Madness on WW News tonight. The tournament continues tomorrow, Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern. It's been a fun time. Make sure you tune in. You can also support the entire team behind this show by joining the WDWNT Inner Globe Society at patreon.com/WDWNT. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is an uncomfortable podium Tom Corliss saying to the rest of your today. And have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow. Everyone keeps making fun of my podium. What's wrong with my podium? There's nothing wrong with my podium.
WDWNT presents Timekeeping, a year-by-year journey through the history of the vacation kingdom of the world. Join us for the premiere Tuesdays at 10 p.m. Eastern or watch on demand anytime on the WDW News Today YouTube channel.